USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Title 42 has officially expired.
The COVID-era policy was lifted just before midnight last night. It had allowed for migrants who had recently been in the country where a communicable disease was present to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border. While U.S. border communities will be getting the initial surge, officials in cities thousands of miles away say that they're also expecting to be overwhelmed as migrants are flown or bused to their cities. The government will now return to a decades-old section of the U.S. code that carries more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis, known as Title 8. I'm Skip Kelly.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, last night called out the president for what's happening at the United States-Mexico border. Cruz on the shoreline in Brownsville, Texas.
Come down here, President Biden. Stop hiding in the basement. Stop pretending this misery is not your fault. Stop it. This is not humane. This is not compassionate. This is cruel.
A Federal Reserve official said the central bank should be prepared to continue raising interest rates because inflation remains too high and the labor market too tight. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman today at a banking conference in Germany said she was not confident the central bank was making enough progress slowing down economic activity to curb inflation. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is confirming that former Marine 24-year-old Daniel Perry will be charged with manslaughter in the second degree today for the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely on a New York City subway May 1st. The City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucuses have been calling for justice in the case, while Black Lives Matter New York held a rally yesterday in front of the Manhattan DA's office. The U.S. Army training facility in Georgia, known for a century as Fort Benning, is now Fort Moore. The base was renamed in a ceremony yesterday, dropping the name of the Confederate general. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As thousands of migrants are gathering at the southern border, the Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news a short time ago. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. The next opportunity to strike an agreement on the debt ceiling was canceled for today.
The next planned meeting between President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being postponed. There was little movement from either leader during Tuesday's high-stakes debt ceiling sit-down. Economists have warned that a U.S. default could lead to a global financial crisis. In addition, President Biden is reportedly looking to see what further action the U.S. Constitution might allow him to take to avoid a default if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Experts at the College of New Jersey have confirmed that it was indeed a meteorite that hit a Hopewell Township Mercer County home earlier this week in New Jersey, probably debris from Halley's Comet Earth just passed through. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your sock slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.